and it's always good to be with you. And we need you, please, to share these digital broadcasts because we still have the great unwashed. The good news is Joe Biden only has 33% of the country behind him, according to the lying polls. It's probably cut in half. But how does he even have 10%? What moron would vote for national security, insecurity? What moron would vote for a failing economy? What moron would vote for someone who set the banks up for failure with your money in it and they can take your money from you and under the Dodd-Frank law? Who would ever support this kind of nonsense? The lockdowns, the jabs that killed how many? We don't even know yet. So we need to wake people up. And so I'm asking you to please share this broadcast far and wide. This is the Doug and Dave Intel Report. Doug Thornton will be with us in just a moment. And we're going to break down a lot of things tonight. But in particular, we're going to talk about what's going on in the cancel culture of the Arizona state legislature. And it's the same damn thing that's going on with Trump. Let's throw a bunch of excrement up on the wall and hope something sticks and keep him out of the race. Well, this was just done to Liz Harris, and I have spent some time talking to Liz and communicating with her, and we're going to expose some of what's going on. There's a ray of hope after her expulsion from the House of Representatives for simply disagreeing with corrupt elections. And so Doug and I are going to break some of that down, and we're going to talk about some other things. Had an interesting conversation with a high-ranking military person today, and I think that we need to touch on that and anything that Doug brings to the table. Okay, fasten your seatbelt because it could get really wild. But before we go to Doug, we need to do some business. If you're not preparing to be outside the system, you're preparing to be enslaved by the system, which means they can starve you to death. They can make you drink dirty water. They can make you do anything. And so there's two things we need to do. We need to get you storable food that tastes good. It's reliable in terms of lasting 25 years. You get breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 2,000 calories per day. That's one thing. The second thing is, we know there's going to be a grid down when a war starts with whoever first, China or Russia, take your pick, or both. And so when the grid goes down, you're going to have to scavenge for water and filter it. And we have the best water filtration system. Both of these products have not had a price increase. Both of these products have, they're on sale. And you can see it if you go to the following website. So we package these together for efficiency's sake. Go to foodwithdave.com for My Patriot Supply and storable food. That's foodwithdave.com. And for the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter, which is number one in the industry, go to waterwithdave.com. So that's foodwithdave.com. That's waterwithdave.com. Now, let's step aside from the crisis stuff, and let's talk about being kind to ourselves. I absolutely love the MyPillow products. In fact, actually, they tried to send us some samples, and I said, don't bother. My wife already has all of them, and they're terrific, and we can bring these to you only through our connection with Mike Lindell. We're bringing you these products from the toppers, the sheets, the slippers. Everything is at least 50% off. You get 2-for-1. In some cases, the sales are even better. This is a great thing to do. Go to MyPillow.com/Hodges. Coupon code is Hodges. Easy to remember. MyPillow.com/Hodges. Coupon code Hodges. And you're going to hear an embedded ad during the show from Noble Gold. And I'm telling you, with Dodd-Frank 2010 that can steal all your money, if it's in the bank, including your retirement, you're going to want to pay close attention to this, folks. You need to diversify your money because your banks are preparing to take it from you. Look up the Dodd-Frank Law 2010 and act accordingly. So those are some of the sponsors that bring us this show. And I think you can see that we try to bring you products and services that we hope that you won't need, but we're pretty sure you're going to, given the way things are going. So we have a full menu here. Let's get to it. Doug Thornton is now joined us. And so, Doug, let me begin here. And I want to just recap the Liz Harris thing. There was something that some people said, and sometimes I've tooted my horn, and I don't mean to sound arrogant, but I was saying after the 2020 stolen election here in Arizona, just like across the country, there were two places you could go to get the truth. One was Liz Harris, and I used to say this, and one was me. And we were really the only two that did yeoman's work. The Arizona audit, led by former state senator Karen Fan, was the Arizona fraudit. And at some point in time, we'll put her under our microscope. But she's now out of office, so she's going to be a second-tier target as far as ethics and legalities. And we're going to get into what I'm talking about there. But first, let me just say this. Liz Harris had one election stolen from her already. Okay, Liz Harris ran for re-election in the midterm, 2022, and she won. People at the state house that were also Republicans, but you remember, they're rhino Republicans that hate America first. They're part of the Uniparty. They openly said in front of witnesses that if Liz Harris brings anything up about election integrity, they're going to expel her from the house. Well, that's what they did 3 days ago. And I've had pretty lengthy conversations with her. We've been doing some exchanges here. She was expelled by the Arizona legislature, and 18 rhino, scumbag, anti-America first Republicans voted against her. Now, to lay this out really quickly, she invited in to speak to the Committee for Election Integrity. What a joke that the Arizona House would actually have a committee named that. Should be the Committee on How We Got Away with Stealing Elections with the Democrats. So she had Jacqueline Brager come in as a representative of the Thaler Harris Law Firm, and she presented evidence that ties to 25 states, but she limited her presentation in this instance to just Arizona, and she talked about money laundering opportunities engaged in by the Sinaloa cartel. And I'm telling you, folks, this is on behalf of China. I have that part of the story, even though that wasn't in the Brager report. I can tell you I've documented this fully, going back to 2 years ago in the attempted murder of a realtor from Prescott, Arizona, and tied into this whole cabal. And the what they were doing is they were skimming money off phony real estate using fake mortgage companies with phony signatories. And this is all documented in the report. They had handwriting experts, the whole nine yards. It's a 120,000-page report. And Liz said, hey, this validates a lot of what I've been saying. Let's have her come in and testify, okay? Now, the people in the House had the right to hear this and go, this is total BS, okay? But instead, they killed the messenger. You can't talk about this here. Now, mind you, they didn't investigate one single allegation in the House. They just said, you're not allowed to talk about this. Who are we dealing with here? Google? Instagram? Twitter? YouTube? These topics are verboten. In the legislature, where you've just had two elections stolen in a row, and you got the curtain governor who abused her position as Secretary of State to help her get elected, and it's well documented, and we can't talk about that. We can't talk about the cartel influence, the bribing of public officials, some of the things that I've already established a track record for. And so she broke no laws. Liz Harris broke no laws, and they booted her out. Doug, before I read the Maricopa County Republicans' response as of last night, I want to bring you into this because you've been tied with me at the hip on this topic for some time. What's your reaction to what I've said so far?
Well, the other representatives within the legislature of Arizona are acting like if it's top secret clandestine information that she is now uncovering, and you know, that she has broken protocol by speaking about those things of which we don't speak about. And maybe they just didn't get the bribes to Liz in time. Maybe that's why she exposed it. And I would say that it's extraordinarily brave and dangerous, and Liz knows this, to expose something like this. So my hat's off to Liz Harris. And the Common Sense Show looks forward to working with her in exposing this. And I hope that Liz Harris can be a snowball to the eventual avalanche that happens in Arizona. Because, man, you got some crappy legislators out there. I'm surprised whenever I look into it just how many bribes there are, just how much the cartel is really within that area. And, you know, you got to understand, people, that being it a border state, the sanctity of Arizona matters very much. We need to have a unified border, but we have a completely divided border. And that plays into the hands and benefits of our enemies, not just the cartels, but the Russians, the Chinese, and also, you know, American politicians who are traitors to this country. So, you know, Liz, like you and I for quite some time, have a target placed on her now. And it is one of those things, Dave, that I think this is just the beginning of an exposure that once it gains more merit nationwide, people are going to turn their eyes to it and more is going to be exposed. Now, when they, you know, completely say, hey, Liz, you can't talk about this. And in fact, we're just going to kick you out of the meeting. Okay, that's fine. But when they say, Liz, you can't talk about this, and we're going to remove you as a legislator, under whose authority?
Yeah. Well, they say she violated ethics, and I've been through as much as I can gather and what the media is saying, and basically their ethics come down to this. We disagree with you, therefore you're kicked out. I can't find where she did anything wrong. She invited someone to speak who brought a 120,000-page document with lots and lots of documentation. I mean, we have original money laundering real estate documents here from phony mortgage companies with testimony that talks about fake signatures. We know who they belong to, operatives for the cartel. They were already prosecuted in the Southern District of New York. Yeah, you heard me. The feds. The feds have already had some of this, and yet the legislature says this is baseless. But they didn't look at one charge. And if they would have looked at this, they'd have seen some of this has already been adjudicated. So it's a matter of public record. And they kicked Liz Harris out in part for exposing a public record. But she didn't do it. She invited the person to speak. The person brought a huge, thick binder and handed it to every member on the committee. And they were allowed to ask questions. They didn't want to. And she said, I'll stay here as long as I need to. And what they did in the legislature, Doug, is they killed the messenger. Liz didn't present one item of evidence. They simply could have said, we reject this, and Liz, you've used bad judgment, blah, 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 and criticize her, but she didn't break any laws. So last night, let me read to you the text Liz sent to me tonight. Here, hold on.
And they're just protecting racketeering.
Oh, that's exactly. We're talking that a good number of the people in the Arizona legislature, House and Senate, the governor, and the Secretary of State, and many other officials like the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, at least three of them are named in this report, it's a criminal cartel. And I want to make sure everyone understands this, because this has national implications, folks. This isn't about my state, Arizona. When you're talking about the cartel, you're talking about China. And when you're talking about China in Arizona, you're talking about the cartel. And they are bringing in fifth column forces. This is just one aspect of their work. But they're bringing in things that I believe that they can take down the grid. I believe they're bringing in things in which we'll see chemical attacks. I've even started to, on my radio side, to advertise for a military-grade gas mask because I think it's this serious. And so this activity that is here deals with election integrity, but it's also about how our whole government is compromised by China. Like if you take Supervisor Jack Sellers, he's part of a group that has facilitated Chinese partnerships and everything from almost all the city governments in the Phoenix metropolitan area to the four largest universities in the state, to the community college district, which is quite extensive in this state. I could go on and on and on. But everything is China, 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 and we wonder why our kids are being indoctrinated and not educated. But let me read to you.
Hold on. Before you go to Liz's text, I want to break something down Barney style for people. I'm going to ask you a question. Dave, are the legislators making laws?
Well, technically, yes. Yeah, they are.
Okay, for the state. They're making laws for the state. Rules, policies, legislation, laws. If they're doing that, all right, because that's their job, and they have access to information that the average person doesn't have, would you say? Yeah, possible intelligence,
law enforcement? Well, certainly at least secondhand from lobbyists they deal with, yes.
Yeah, so they're intrinsically dug in to your law system. Courts, DAs, attorneys, you know, and just like with George Soros and his movements everywhere, we could probably find quite a few in Arizona with that link. But I think this is, I think before you go to Liz, this is what I want to say. Arizona and the identification of the players could be a blueprint to discovering this corruption in every state. And not just the other 20 states that they had mentioned, but every state could be very similar in its breakdown when we analyze everything. If there's a George Soros connection, because if so, we know there's a methodology to how George Soros operates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Katie Hobbit, our governor, as I like to call her, she's George Soros supported when she was Secretary of State, $2 million. Paul Pinzone, that was part of the election code scandal, falsely testifying to the public that he had the election codes, which were ordered by state law to be under the control of the election supervisors in the various precincts. And that didn't happen. And when the courts ordered Maricopa County on two different legal actions to surrender the codes, they refused. Even Attorney General Brnovich at the time came out and says, you know, we could cut off your money. And you got so much time to produce this, and then all of a sudden the problem went away. And when he said cut off your money, he meant state money to the county, to Maricopa County, because they wouldn't surrender these codes. And what the codes would have shown, and I've got this on other authority, such as Chris Kitsey and so forth, who has a very interesting and detailed background, as you could read between the lines. Chris said they can't surrender those codes because the election was counted in China, the votes were tabulated in China. And that's why they set Dominion up in several of these election centers in their private quarters. This is the story I've been told by people who came to me independently when they were unhappy with the Arizona audit. And they said the truth is not being looked at. The truth is not being fully examined. So, Doug, the whole thing really, a lot of it comes back to election integrity. But there's also national security issues because spinning off these money laundering operations are child sex trafficking, fentanyl poisoning, which is the number one cause of death in Arizona. So this is absolutely horrendous. So when Liz is bringing this to the attention of the American people, this isn't just being about being an election denier. This is about America being under threat from multiple sides, multiple dimensions, and this is about the takedown of this country. And the Biden administration, along with Mayorkas, DHS chief, are complicit in this by facilitating open borders and lying about the borders being closed.
Yeah, couldn't say any better.
Okay, let me read to you the, Liz, here, back out of this a little bit. Liz sent me this text. We're doing, and I'll say this, if you're here local and you're within driving distance of Glendale, Arizona, we're going to be at the IHOP at 43rd Avenue and Bell. I believe the start time is 6 or 6:30 for the Arizona Tea Party. I was scheduled to speak on the 19th, which is this coming Wednesday. And I told Francine Romine, one of the co-directors of the Tea Party, I said, I'd like to invite Liz and share my time because her story is so immediately important. And it's not just for the state of Arizona, it's for the whole country. Folks, when we talk Maricopa County, we're talking Fulton County in Atlanta, we're talking Pittsburgh, we're talking Philadelphia, we're talking all of Wisconsin that now bought the Supreme Court seat that will do away with voter ID, we're talking Michigan and Gretchen Whitmer's midnight ballots in which she stole the election from Tudor. We could go on and on and on, but they only have to control, they figure, six states. In their swing states, because the blue states are set, the red states are set, and there are six swing states. And through corruption, they've turned Arizona into a swing state. I'm going to tell you this right now, 70% of my state is still conservative, and I'm really confident in saying that, but they have lost their voice. Kyrsten Sinema won her election for the Senate by midnight ballots. She was behind when I went to bed. That's what happened to Donald Trump in the swing states, isn't it? And the same thing with the clown senator from Tucson, Mark Kelly, total traitor, totally into China's pocket, makes tens of millions of dollars off him, just like Mitch McConnell. He was behind when he went to bed two elections ago against Martha McSally, an Air Force veteran pilot. And we woke up and he stole the election with absentee ballots. And I'll just say one more thing about how corrupt it is here. Good patriots were videotaping the ballot boxes in the last election in 2022. And there's evidence, I've seen it with my own eyes, of multiple ballots being stuffed into ballot boxes. And it was videotaped. And the judge, in an action filed by Democrats, a judge told the public, you can't film from any distance. And that's illegal. That's unconstitutional because you only have to observe the voter restriction laws by non-campaigning within so many feet, and you're allowed to videotape anything the eyes can see. The Supreme Court already ruled on that. Okay, now having said all that, let me read to you what Liz sent to me in a text earlier, about 4 hours ago. Tomorrow, yes, because we're talking. Pack day, but we need to be in concert for our Wednesday presentation. That's Wednesday the 19th at IHOP at 43rd Avenue and Bell. And we're going to coordinate our presentation. And then she gets into this meeting that took place on Friday evening of the Maricopa County Board of Republicans, not the state, the Republicans. And she said last night it took 3.5 hours to get this approved. I had 1/4 of the board calling me a liar. I don't know what she's lying about because she didn't present anything. And they said they're all about protecting the establishment. That's what she said to me in a text. And I want to read to you the Maricopa Board of Republicans. Okay. It says the Maricopa County Republican Committee's executive guidance is disappointed in the actions of the Arizona House. These actions set a dangerous precedent that may be weaponized against other Republicans for generations to come. Ladies and gentlemen, President Trump's under 4 grand jury investigations for crap. It's already happening. Okay, Liz is number 2. But if you think it's going to stop here, you're kidding yourselves. Continuing, these actions further fracture our party, provide the leftist media with more anti-Republican propaganda. The Democrats have never crossed party lines to vote with the Republicans when their members violate ethics and attack our Republican legislators. We are deeply saddened that 18 of our Republican House members fell to the pressure of the Democrats. Well, they did because they're uniparty. Just like Maricopa County Board of Supervisor who led a corrupt election in Bill Gates, and the county clerk and recorder, Stephen Reicher, they have a PAC, a political action campaign, to unelect America First candidates, of which Carrie Lake was one of them. And they shut down 60% of the voting machines in Republican areas when the polls opened. And that dramatically affected the election and propelled Katie Hobbit to the victory. And what's interesting is they're now saying the paper they used in the machines caused the printers to fail. Oh, really? And they didn't use the same paper in Democratic districts? No one's going to believe this BS. So continuing on, the Maricopa County Republicans say that we are confident that House members could have shown firm leadership and sent back a suitable remedy to address the Ethics Committee findings. You know what the Ethics Committee is about? You don't dare disagree with us. It has nothing to do with ethics. And then they went on to say the voting constituents, thousands of voting constituents, have been disenfranchised in Legislative District 13, and they address this directly to the legislature. You have stripped these voters of their voice. This reckless and divisive empowered Democratic legislators who have co-opted 18 Republican votes, blah, 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 blah. You get the idea. So they came out firmly against it, and essentially they want to redo, and they're coming out, and basically reinstatement should be on the table here. But folks, this is going to happen in your community. If this kind of thing can happen for bringing up, Arizona is a cesspool. You can go to thecommonsenseshow.com after the show and go to May 21st. I believe it was May 21st or May 12th. I'm having a dyslexic moment here. But it was in May of 2022, and I detailed the 5 ways that the election was stolen. I did not do what Liz did, Liz canvassed hundreds of thousands of homes in Maricopa County to find fake ballots, and she found tens of thousands, enough to easily turn the election. It was the her. I mean, I said this too. She only was kind of like a one-trick pony. She just looked at one issue primarily in the beginning, and I tried to look at five. Her one trumped my five by far. She put my work in a minor capsule, and I thought my work was pretty good. In fact, my work triggered a backlash in which Paul Preston was publishing my stuff, had me on a show, and he was told, you keep supporting Hodges, you're going to get killed. Sarah Westall was threatened with, you know, you're going to get cancel cultured, as 11 other of my colleagues did. And I've had some of these people on my show talking about this. So my article triggered a lot of vehement response from the audit team in Arizona because they were perpetuating the fraud. And what's interesting here is now they're going after people in the legislature that dare to say the election was stolen. Folks, I want you to hear this. In Maricopa County, 60% of non-connected voting machines went down at the same time. And after state law says they have to validate the operational validity of the machine a day before. A day before. No Democratic neighborhood suffered such a calamity. And now they're using the paper excuse. They've been caught in their lies. And Liz's witness brought in cartel connections. Well, they're tied to China. In my election analysis, in fact, I told Liz this when she spoke publicly and I was addressing her from the audience. I said, Liz, you really can't understand how the election was stolen unless you look at China. And that's what the Brager Report brings in through the cartel. So, Doug, that's my rambling here, but people need to know that this is going to happen to any legislator that dares to speak up.
Have we heard anything from Washington, D.C. about all this yet?
No. I got to be careful here. We're trying to engage Carrie Lake in this. But Carrie has some obstacles that are preventing her from fully seeing this. And I'm not going to say any more than that at this time. And I'm a 110% Carrie Lake supporter. She's a generational candidate, no question. And she was a victim of an egregious crime. I don't think Katie Hobbit got 35% of the vote. That would be my estimate. She campaigned from her basement, and she refused to debate as required by statutes, which, like PBS says, we can't let you make statements on our outlets. If you refuse to debate, well, they refuse to debate, and PBS still let Hobbit, you know, make statements. The whole thing just stinks. So, and folks, the reason we're sensitive here on the border to the rest of the country is because this is where the cartels come in. This is where the Chinese have exerted their highest level of influence outside the White House and Joe and Hunter Biden. And this is why this is important, because what happens here to us is filtering to you. So, by the way, Title 42 ends in less than a month, and that means you're going to be paying with your tax dollars for the transportation of illegal aliens into, like, Bozeman, Montana, Wichita, Kansas, Springfield, Illinois. It's going to be everywhere, and the estimates are they're going to be bringing in 500,000 immigrants a month.
That is a replacement army. It will no longer be, and I'll say it for what it is, will no longer be a white majority after 2 or 3 years.
Yeah. You know what's amazing to me, Doug? Liz, obviously female. Carrie Lake, obviously a female. Fearless. Both have had death threats. Carrie had a violent death threat within the family and an action that was attempted to be carried out. And we'll expose that fully later on. I'd like to get that out of Carrie's mouth here on this show. The John Thaler, the Thaler-Harris report that was presented to the legislator, he had an attempted assassination on him, and it was exactly the same as what happened with Carrie Lake's situation. So these people play for keeps. There are people that I'm aware of that have been connected to the anti-fraud movement with elections who have died. I was told recently of three individuals. They were named for me, and the mysterious circumstances in which they died and what their role was in this whole scenario. So these people are playing for keeps. And that's why at this point, I'd like to say that neither Doug or I are suicidal. Our cars regularly get maintenanced. That includes our tires. So the slashing of a tire in such a way that it doesn't explode until it's going 45 miles an hour faster, or turning at a 30-degree angle at a certain speed. No, my tires are fit. And I just kind of told you how these assassinations were attempted to be carried out. By the way, police report for John Thaler's attack. Carrie Lake mentioned it at a press conference without giving a lot of detail, and I've since found out the details. Playing for keeps, folks, and this is coming to your neighborhood and the Restrict Act. Let me give you the big micro picture, Doug, then I want you to talk about the Restrict Act. The Restrict Act will put you in prison for doing what Doug and I are doing tonight for 20 years with a $1 million fine. They'll put Liz Harris and Carrie Lake in prison for 20 years. And this cauldron of corruption in Arizona, Doug, is leading into the Restrict Act. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, let's do an overview. So we've been hearing this term Restrict Act quite a lot. So for those of you who don't really know the entire thing, here it goes. So the Restrict Act is proposed legislation that was first introduced in the United States in March 7th of this year. It was introduced by Mark Warner. The act proposes the Secretary of Commerce be given the power to review business transactions involving certain information and communications technologies products or services when they're connected to a foreign adversary of the United States and pose an undue and unacceptable risk to the national security of the United States or its citizens. Stop right there. There are quite a few conservative Republican-based talk shows like ours who have said, "Hey, do you need a VPN?" How many times have you heard that little jingle for a commercial, right?
Doug, I advertise on our podcast for Virtual Shield.
That's
So
right.
you're exactly
Virtual
right.
Shield is one of our good sponsors. This is targeting them. So, Dave, here you are, you're at your laptop, you turn on Virtual Shield, and now you're in Moscow or Beijing, right?
Well, let
And
me explain because people won't know if they're not sophisticated. Virtual Shield works by encrypting where you're at, what you're doing, your content, and then they change your location every millisecond. So you could be anywhere in the world or everywhere in the world at the same time. And if you're in a foreign border, go ahead and take it from there. If you're in a foreign country, tell them what they'll do.
Well, if all they need from the way this is proposed is to say that you had wrote something subversive, misinformation, malinformation, disinformation, hate speech, and you were in a foreign country, then you were acting as a foreign adversary because of your VPN, which is nothing that you can control. Now, some VPNs, you can click your destination of where you want it to say that you're out of, and some you really don't have control of. And they're going to take advantage of anonymity. And that is not necessarily to subvert the government. It's really to subvert people who are doing cyber crimes against you and stealing your identity. But this is the power that they have that they're going to be using. So, the VPNs, that's just one thing. So the Restrict Act is described as a systemic framework for addressing technology-based threats to the security and safety for Americans. If it's approved, it grants the Secretary of Commerce the authority to, once again, review transactions by certain foreign entities who offer, quote, information and communication technologies, products, and services in order to identify, investigate, and mitigate undue and unacceptable risk to the national security of the United States or its citizens. And this includes, but it's not limited to, impact to the country's critical infrastructure and digital economy, sabotage or subversion of the United States. This is the part that you need to understand. Sabotage or subversion of the ICTS. So that's the Information and Communication Technologies Products or Services. Interference and manipulation of federal elections. Who's the guy who just recently got convicted for a meme against Hillary Clinton?
I forget the guy's name, but he got didn't he get 10 years?
Yeah, they're willing to do that over a joke. Right? Over a joke. Okay? They're willing to arrest a former president now for something that happened many years ago. All right? So these people are willing to do whatever, and they're writing the laws for it. Let's go to the next one. Undermining the democratic process to steer policy and regulatory decisions in favor of the strategic objectives of a foreign adversary to the deterrent or to the detriment of the national security of the United States. I'm going to read that again, and I want you to give me your opinion, Dave. Undermining the democratic process to steer, quote, steer policy and regulatory decisions in favor of the strategic objectives of a foreign adversary to the detriment of the national security of the United States.
Yeah, you really laid out the key phrase there in all this, because it's a multi-page document, and you could really narrow this down to one paragraph as far as their intent goes. And you just uncovered the purpose of intent. Now, someone like Liz and Carrie Lake, they could go to prison if any of the things they have said on the internet ever crossed over national boundaries. They could label anything subversive or misinformation. I mean, look at the Arizona legislature. You're unethical and we're kicking you out. Why? Because you presented something about elections we don't want to hear. So they could name anything to be subversive. So Doug, when we look at this here, if you're using a VPN, you automatically qualify for being a foreign adversary. And
Right now it's labeling the Restrict Act labels China to include Hong Kong and Macau, Cuba, Iran, Russia, and Nicolas Maduro regime of Venezuela as foreign adversaries. Isn't that funny? China? Didn't Milley just come out and say there's not a war with China, China's not a threat, but yet they're on the Restrict Act? So it would be unlawful for any person to violate any order or mitigation measure issued under the Restrict Act, with civil penalties up to $250,000 or twice the value of the transaction that served as the basis of the order, whichever is greater, and criminal penalties of up to $1 million and 20 years imprisonment. Let me tell you one thing. Let's step outside the box here for a second. So occasionally Dave and I will say, you know, with these bastards on the left, it seems like the only thing that the right can ever do to get ahead of them is to act like them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we need to use their tactics against them. This is a law to stop that. Dave, if let's say you and I are running for president. I'm vice president, you're president, Dave Hodges, president-elect, and we're running. And we want to find some dirt on our opponents or the Democrat opponents. And we use a outside agency like a contractor group. All right. And we say, I want you to find social media, whatever, whatever, and dig this up. These are the rumors we heard, kind of like what Donald Trump did in Ukraine. But this is what we heard. I want you to dig this up and find out for me what you know. Okay, well, right there, you just broke a law according to the Restrict Act.
Yeah.
And right now, they've only identified China, Hong Kong, Macau, Cuba, Iran, Russia, Nicolas Maduro, Venezuela. But, I mean, what about Ukraine? You know, there are many other places that are just as bad as all the ones that were just labeled. You know, I mean, probably I find it strange that they didn't put North Korea. Some of the best hackers in the world are in North Korea. We have problems with them every day in America with our cybersecurity.
Are you speaking from your DHS experience?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Iran is really good. Russia's probably the best. And North Korea's right there. I don't know who's better, Iran or North Korea. I say they're the same. But Iran, North Korea are probably better than China. If anything, North Korea is used by China for it. But Russia seems to be the best, at least with screwing with our systems and knowing how to get into it, back doors and whatnot. But, I mean, why didn't they label North Korea or Yemen or Libya or Syria or Afghanistan or Iraq or Turkey or any of these other places that Egypt, you know, Saudi Arabia maybe now, Qatar maybe now, or Qatar, depending on how you say it. You know, all these countries that are joining the BRICS nations, they're not going to be aligned with us anymore. So this would grow dynamically in scope. And if you have any type of, I'll also say it like this. Let's say you run a website and you have people for your website, and it's a campaign website, and you have people that are working on your website that are overseas, and they are, you know, assisting you with the website, and you're making whatever, you know, donations to Donald Trump, or, and, you know, you're spreading stuff that they consider to be manipulation of federal elections or interference, which could be anything at this point, because there's not a definition of interference or manipulation. So they could even say, oh, look, hey, you also have outside foreign people that are working on your stuff. So, you know, there's another violation of Restrict Act. And even if it's not, they're going to take you to court and make you prove it. And then they'll drown you in money.
Yeah, that's a big thing. Big point there. Even if they can't convict you, just the act of coming against you will bankrupt you. And that's how they silence you.
This is Patriot Act. That's what an updated form of Patriot Act. I want to read this one part. It says that the bill is faced bipartisan criticism for having a lack of judicial oversight and transparency in its enforcement mechanisms. And who's going to enforce it?
DOJ.
The FBI.
The DOJ, yeah. Which has absolutely no scruples. I agree.
Yeah, they'll send the HRT team against you. And for containing wording broad and vague enough to potentially cover end users, such as, for example, potentially criminalizing use of a VPN service or sideloading to access services blocked from doing business in the United States under the act, due to the text stating that no person may, quote, cause or aid, abet, counsel, command, induce, procure, permit or approve the doing of an act that violates orders issued under the Restrict Act. Many individuals have negatively compared it to the Patriot Act. If anything, I say this is an update to the Patriot Act. Also consider this. They're going after, this is for conservatives. This isn't for the left, because Antifa and their hackers will be doing exactly what they are putting the Restrict Act in process for, but they will not be going after them. Just, they wouldn't go after them for felonious crimes, you know, destruction of property, yeah, at the tune of $100,000.
Doug, when you were working for DHS in Portland, just share an example or two of what you encountered along the lack of DOJ cooperation with law enforcement.
Man, okay. We had probably by the time the operation was done with in 2020, we had at least anywhere between maybe 300 to 400 injury reports for officers injured during that time. And we had well over 100 felonious arrests, so felony arrests. Almost all of those were assaults on officers. And none of them were prosecuted. I dare you to go to your sheriff's department. Go talk to the captain of your police department. Just say, hey, I want to use an example. If I throw a Molotov cocktail at you, would I get arrested? And if so, would I get prosecuted?
Get shot.
Okay, here's another question. If I threw a softball-sized piece of concrete at a female officer and I'm a larger male, Is that deadly intent, deadly force? Could deadly force be used against me? Oh, well, shocker. How about this? How about setting fire to a building multiple times while federal law enforcement was inside of it? Like what happened to us. Me, specifically. And I was a supervisor at that point in time. And Antifa was doing this repeatedly because they were told that they could get away from it. They were told that they could get away with a certain level of arsonry knowing that law enforcement was inside the building. Yeah, but that wasn't just Portland. We saw that happen in a couple other places. So if the left isn't going to prosecute for actual violent crimes, they're not going to prosecute for computer crimes. So that means when you have an election, okay, and you're trying to run everything correctly for Donald Trump, right? Let's just use Donald Trump as an example. And we're promoting Donald Trump, and we're, you know, selling tickets and hats and whatever, you know, to help out the Trump train. And they have a subversive group that attacks our website and our ability to get funds to Donald Trump. Would you say that's interference? You know, of an election, we're here trying to garner, you know, more votes for Trump. They're not going to be prosecuted. That is sabotage and subversion. That absolutely it is. And they will use out of state, which means out of country, entities for that. We know the Antifa talks to ISIS. We know the Antifa talks to China. Hell, they walk around with a hammer and sickle the whole time. So we know they talk to Russia. They call each other comrades all the time, right? And we know that they train and operate and do commerce with the cartels. So what are we talking about here? You know, which element of MAGA does that? Zero. None. You can't tie in even the Proud Boys to anything like that. The Proud Boys are nothing more than a group of guys who got tired of Antifa, decided to put on some sort of a weird-looking polo, and then went out there and started kicking these guys in the rear end and winning. And the left prosecuted them for it and called them white supremacists, even though half of the Proud Boys seems to be the FBI. Isn't that right, Dave?
Exactly right. Exactly. Well, you know, let's reflect back on Merrick Garland's statement. When he was asked in congressional testimony if he believed in prosecuting Antifa, this was his confirmation hearing, and they asked him, said, will you prosecute Antifa for the destruction they're doing? He said, will you prosecute as domestic terrorism? And he answered specifically, well, it's not domestic terrorism. It's if it's after 5 p.m. If it's after 5 p.m., it's merely a protest. So he was sanctioning murder, in effect, if it's after 5 p.m. And he still got confirmed. Doug, let me bring this back now. Okay, we've looked at the legal end, brought in some of your expertise in DHS. Do you believe that people going down the road like Liz Harris and Carrie Lake and possibly you and me, are these rules, laws, are they going to be applied to us, and how far are they willing to go, in your opinion?
Well, yes. The short answer, yes. The subversive sabotage group is in the White House. It's in the Pentagon. It's at Langley. It's at FBI headquarters, and it's sitting in the halls of Congress. So, you know, I honestly believe that anything that threatens their, quote, their capabilities of losing control of what they have, they're going to use the full weight of the government and its corporations.
What does that mean, though? Specifically, tell people what they're facing if they step outside acceptability in their mind.
Well, I mean, they've already tried it once. Sorry, you're going to be you are a domestic violent extremist. The FBI has already shown that. Once you get labeled domestic violent and then extremist, or that you are tied into a group, associations of a group, well, then you're going to have certain access from the legal system for the FBI to spy on you, and then state government to spy on you. All right, that's the Joint Terrorism Task Force. That's kind of the stuff that they do. instead of looking for actual criminals and terrorists, they're going to be looking for us. Now, that's because they've been steered and guided, and legislation has been passed for them to be taken completely off their duties and to be a political entity now. That's what law enforcement federally is becoming. They're becoming a political weapon. And the FBI is the leading arm of that, right? Here's the other thing. They can take away your banks.
Yes.
Just wait until we don't have cash anymore, and then it's the central, whatever bill where everything is centralized, the centralized dollar in America, the digital dollar. If you're a bad boy, well, we're just going to take away your debit card. Oh, you need gas for the weekend? Yeah, disproved. Buying a gun? Absolutely not. We'll alert the local authorities, by the way, that you're a domestic violent extremist. Have them come ask why you need a firearm or bullets for that instance. It can only go worse from there. It really can. And once again, I think a lot of these things are going to appear all within a period of weeks of each other, the Restrict Act being passed. And all the Restrict Act was, you remember the really creepy thing that DHS tried to do where it was the what was the little committee that they were trying to – me and you were hounding that lady so bad. They wanted to monitor your social media. They wanted to say the thought police, more or less. All right, the Restrict Act is the law to allow that action to happen. That is the Restrict Act. What these idiots did with DHS was kind of like softball, roll it out. Let's see how people will take it. And man, a lot of people didn't care for it. So now we're just going to make it a legislative law.
Okay. You made a good point. Let me interject Liz Harrison to this then. And also Carrie Lake. When Liz Harrison and Carrie Lake challenged the establishment in the way that they are, does this violate the Restrict Act? And do you think this is why the Arizona legislature felt confident to take this unconstitutional action against Liz Harris and expel her? Because they know eventually that Congress will back what they do.
All things lead to denying Donald Trump the White House. All right. And so if you are anything that is MAGA, America First, Mitch McConnell himself says we got to block all America First, and even your people in Arizona have said it, right?
Yes.
When they say America First, let me tie this in. America First is domestic violent extremist. America First is the extremist Catholics that the FBI has been infiltrating. That's the militia groups they've been infiltrating. That's the Oath Keepers they've been infiltrating. That's law enforcement, first responders, and military who do not go along with Joe Biden and his administration, which means Barack Obama and his administration. A violent extremist is someone who refused to take the shot and said Dr. Fauci is a liar and that Joe Biden's illegitimate,
Your elections are stolen. Yeah,
that's right. So that is subversion. Okay. And they'll say that you are attempting to sabotage a federal election by spreading misinformation,
yes,
malinformation, disinformation. You're using all of these different public forums like TikTok and Twitter and God knows what else is out there. So they'll come after them as well.
Okay, so the misinformation
they'll
disinformation.
They'll penalize them as well.
But Doug, the misinformation and disinformation, it really comes down to a matter of opinion, doesn't it? They just give it the label to make it sound like they can officially sanction you. Would you agree with that?
It's absolutely opinionated. It is we versus them.
Yeah.
We are in a civil war.
Oh. Well, we're out of time.
We're in a civil war time.
Doug, do you think we need a part two and bring this down to the average person's level to talk about how bad it's going to get and the fact that they don't even need digital currency to enslave us? They simply need Dodd-Frank to steal from us. I think another show is in order on this, don't you?
I think the next show we should be teaching about how to hunt birds with sticks and stones.
Okay. I laugh.
We're gonna take
I laugh, but listen, I know Doug well enough. He's serious. But I want to come back and I want to do a part two on this. Ladies and gentlemen, we didn't get into this and we will later, but we are going to form some organizations here to put legislators under scrutiny and seek to remove some of them. So we're going to reveal that plan as well in a general sense. Doug, real quick, you got 10 seconds. Tell people how to follow you.
American Vindictus Show. We are on YouTube, Rumble, GSRadio.net, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. Please email me. Like, share, and subscribe. And make sure that you are subscribing to thecommonsenseshow.com and the Doug and Dave Intel Report. Please share the information that you got and help support the Intel Report and the Common Sense Show and American Vindicta and keep us in the fight. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, ladies and gentlemen, my ultimate respect goes out to Liz and to Carrie. Dr. Oz, I loved your show. I think you're a good guy. Where's your manhood? Why are women out fighting the men? And that's something we're going to talk about on the next edition of the Common Sense Show. Thank you so much for joining us. God bless all of you. Remember, Jesus is King, and we will see you all back here again next time.